You're listening to WMFO Medford.
Like a bullet from a gun. Hey now, here she come. You know I like it, like it. Hey now, here she come. I ain't got nowhere to run. She says something I can't refuse. Takes me down with all the right moves. Takes me down with all the right moves. Takes me down. Knock me down. Like a bullet from a gun. Hey now, here she come. You know I like it, like it. Hey now, here she come. I ain't got nowhere to run. She says something I can't refuse. Takes me down with all the right moves. Takes me down with all the right moves. Takes me down. Come like a bullet from a gun. Hey now, here she come. You know I like it, like it. Hey now, here she come. I ain't got nowhere to run. She says something I can't refuse. Takes me down with all the right moves. Takes me down with all the right moves.
It's WMFO Medford 1103. I want to thank Kirsten, who's right here, for letting us go a little bit over. Thank you.
Good morning. You're welcome.
Good morning. So let me say bye to these guys. Thank you, Mike Costa.
Yeah, thank you, too.
Appreciate it very
good
much.
Good time. Always fun.
Yep. Those last two songs started with Stone Temple Pilots, brand new, without Scott Weiland. That was Middle of Nowhere.
Yep.
It was good.
And Aaron Keelock from the Cut Against the Grain CD, All the Right Moves.
He's young. You can't even, if you try to, I try to wiki information on him, and he's not, I don't think he's more than 20. 21, right. And he's insane.
All right, perfect. Remember, Record Store Day, April 21st, Trace Gatos in Jamaica Plain, TraceGatosBlah.com. What is it?
Blah.com, Phil?
We had to register that. If you're writing to me, it's store@TraceGatosJP.com. I can answer all your questions. If you're just looking us up, it's TraceGatosJP.com.
All right, thank you, guys. All right, so what's going on today? There's people with, like, musical instruments in the studio.
Yeah, we've got some live guests here. Hazel Royer, their father, Eric Royer, of the Royer family. I'm so excited to have them here. I'm a big fan. I've heard Eric playing for decades now, and so now Hazel is here with her her bass, and then they are going to be at Atwood's later on this afternoon at 4 o'clock. So if you like what you hear, then please come out to Atwood's and hear them play live.
Okay.
And so they'll be playing some music here and some of Hazel's influences, and it's all good.
Okay, so I'm going to help you get all set up here.
You are, like a dance partner. You keep me safe and looking good.
All right, so we're going to start something from Susan Tedeschi just for your show, for something about the women. All right, we'll be back with everybody all set up and everything like magic.
Okay.
Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm Mike on the mic. Stay tuned for something about the women.
You say WMFO. You haven't been rocked in a long, long time. I'm good at rocking, it's so hard to find, baby. Gonna make you sweat, gonna make you shout. Oh, your homemade loving done knocked me out, baby.
Well, this is Kirsten sitting in the squeaky chair for Something About the Women, and that was Susan Tedeschi, and that was What was that? Rock Me Right. We're going to continue with a couple more songs while Hazel and Eric get set up. So with no further ado, you are listening to WMFO 91.5 FM Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and Freeform we are. And here is some Elin Jewell. Okay, though, so that was a couple songs to get us organized here before Hazel and Eric start playing Elin Jewell, where they never say your name. And I just found out that Elin and Eric actually have played together and recorded together. So we'll learn more about that. And then Roseanne Cash. I know Johnny Cash is one of Hazel's influences, so I thought that maybe starting with one of the songs from the list. So with that, I'm going to turn on all of the microphones that are here. And let's get started with some live music. Here they are.
1, 2, 3, 4. Me dejan en mi vida cotidiana. No quiero aprender que no me ames. No quiero
Did you want to keep playing, or do you want to have a discussion? What do you feel like doing?
Why don't we talk a little bit?
Let's talk a little
Sounds
bit.
Sounds good.
Thank you so much for coming in the station. This is really a treat for all of us. And dare I say that that is... Have you been playing that particular song live?
No, we just wrote that song very recently.
Did we?
Yes.
That is really... Well, thank you so much. Dare I say it's your world premiere?
It is the world premiere of... Me deja en el cielo.
Can you translate that for us?
Leave me in the sky.
Uh-huh. And so what is the gist of this song?
It is about wanting to not come back to real life, being in an airplane and just like saying, I want to stay here and not have to face my everyday problems.
Oh, so up in the clouds. I happen to be a big fan of clouds, and I like that when you're in an airplane, you can see clouds out the window.
I know. It's like you're stepping onto, it's like you're, it's the ground almost, the clouds of the ground.
Yes. Now that's not the only song that you sing in Spanish.
No, it's not. I've written a bunch of songs and a few songs in Spanish, and I play a Los Lobos song and different things like that.
Right. And so are you fluent?
No. I've been going to school for Spanish for a long time, since I was like in preschool, but I am not fluent, but mm-hmm. I have tried to be fluent for a very long time.
I've tried longer than you've been alive. But it is, I feel like when you learn a second language or a third language, mm-hmm. another language other than your own, that you learn a lot about that, the culture of that language as well.
Yeah.
So I find that that's interesting. I do have a list of questions for you.
Excellent.
You are a young musician, but I feel like you started when you were even younger. Do you remember when you first realized you had a musical talent or proclivity toward music?
Well, I think ever since I was pretty much like could walk. I've been banging on something or another, like playing the mandolin, or the mandolin banjo was actually my first thing. But it's always been part of my life because my dad's a musician, and I kind of just always grew up playing. But when I really first started playing music with other people was when my dad took me to the Burren every Sunday night. And that was, he had a residency there for like 15 years or something. Right. And he started bringing me, and I would just like strum along on the ukulele at first and for the first couple years. But eventually I started singing and playing guitar with them, and that was my real first.
That was your foray into performance. And your father's right next to you. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
And I know, I don't think I've talked to you about this, but I think Sean had even mentioned, Sean Staples had said that that Tim's daughter also, is it Maggie?
Yeah.
Also, and Maggie. So it was quite common to have you all at the Burren and have two young girls, young women, who were also playing along. How was that?
Yeah, it was great. It was, we'd have the kids sitting there with us when we're playing, and I think it's really an example of the, you know, they say the folk process or whatever, but it felt like that was actually happening with the kids because they were hearing the music live, and eventually started actually playing with us and singing, and it felt nice to have them learn how to do music in that way as opposed to in an academic or
you
know, which is also great too, but it was it just felt more like old school folk, you know, process.
And and I think over the summer there was Kidderpalooza, and so both of you were there. Maggie was there as well. That was, I know, Hazel's like, that was so summer ago. I will mention at this point, Hazel is performing a lot these days. I have this list here, and I'll repeat it later on. She is at Atwood's today at 4 o'clock. Both Hazel and Eric will be there.
With Chris Anzalone on the drums.
Thank you. So there's even going to be a rhythm section. And Club Passim Bluegrass Festival, yay, with Sick, Sad, and Lonesome on the 14th at 8 o'clock. That's going to be really spectacular. So you'll be playing outside your usual group, although you have a lot of usual groups, so I'll ask you more about that. And then Atwood's on the 28th at 4 o'clock. So I really like these Saturday afternoon concerts because it's really a fun time to hang out at Atwood's. I think Atwood's has really picked up a lot of the slack where Johnny D's left off. But we won't talk about Johnny D's. And then back at Passim at the Campfire on May 26th at 5:15. So that will be super. That, is that outside? Is it called Campfire because it's outside?
No, it's indoors. It's just, but it's like a long weekend long thing where the Campfire name is because they encourage the musicians to play together with each other and like in the round as if they're playing at a campfire, I guess.
Okay. You know what, that microphone's you might need to get a little closer. It's not picking up as well. It's on Memorial Day weekend, I think, and so I haven't gone before, and for some reason I always thought that they closed off the street there. It's kind of closed off anyway, the walkway outside.
They might have some shows happening in that alley between where Passim is, but I think most of it is inside, but I might be wrong. I don't know. Okay. I haven't been in a few years.
We really don't know anything about this gig.
Well, we'll all find out with you. Okay, so do you want to tell me a little bit about Hazel Dickens?
Oh, yeah, sure. My namesake, actually, who I was named after, and she is she died recently, but she was an amazing bluegrass songwriter and one of the first real women in bluegrass to like write her own songs she's one of my major influences as far as bluegrass goes, and she wrote a lot of songs that don't have like typical bluegrass lyrics in them, and she's just awesome.
Okay, and I feel like you're going to perform a Hazel Dickens song, right?
I am, yes.
Would now be good to break into some song?
It would be.
Let's
perfect.
Do it then.
This is called Play Us a Waltz by Hazel Dickens. We're just tuning up here. We're gonna be ready.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. There's no one to love and nothing to do. Oh, here in this place, there are no less names. It's Martha and Bill and Sarah and Jane. Well, everything the children that don't come and visit each day. Oh, play us a waltz, play us a tune, and I'll pray for you each night in my room. My children are grown. Say you remember my darling young one. Get 'em up in the morning, see that they get fed, lay 'em back down at night while they're crying their beds. It's the worst kind of prison, and there ain't no parole. No one sets them free, 'cause they're dying and old. And you walk out the door, they're still sitting there, the old people in shawls and silver wheelchairs, blind and lame, murdered into a room where there's no one to love and nothing to do. Oh, play us a waltz, play us a tune, and I'll pray for you each night in my room. My children are grown, say you remember my darling young one.
say you remember my darling young one.
Thank you.
That's beautiful. Did you want to keep playing, or do you want me to go into... You had a couple Hazel Dickens songs picked out. Would this be a good time to play them?
Great time.
Let's do that then. So here is... I'll bring my microphone with me. Here is some Hazel Dickens. This first song is Hello Stranger with Hazel Dickens and Alice Gerard.
Thank you.
Okay, so that was a couple from Hazel Dickens that Hazel Royer had picked out for us, her namesake. So back to you, Hazel. You are really busy these days. Can you tell us some of the musical groups that you're involved with?
Well, mainly it's the Royer Family Band, which is my dad and I and various others at certain times. But I do a lot of music at school, at my high school, Boston Latin School. And I am in the big band there, and the orchestra, and the wind ensemble, and all those sorts of things.
So are those all separate bands? Actually,
yes.
I mean, if you get closer to the microphone.
Sorry.
That's okay. So what's a big band?
A big band is a big band of music. no, I'm sorry. It's a jazz band.
Oh, okay.
Style, yeah.
Yeah. So that's a lot of different styles of music.
Yeah.
That's yeah. great. And then on top of that, you have all these performances that I listed that are basically Atwood's today, Atwood's on the 28th, and then Club Passim with Sick, Sad, and Lonesome on the 14th, and that's at 8 o'clock, and Passim Campfire, which is Memorial Day weekend, we'll all figure out what that is. But you're also doing some recording as well.
Yes. I came out with my first record about a year ago, year or so ago.
I have mine in hand.
But we're the Royer Family Band is planning on releasing another one at some point. We're in the stages of like getting together what exactly we're going to put on it, and we're going to be recording very soon, within a couple months.
Oh, do you think that May Deja and El Cielo
very good
might be included in that?
It very well might be. Yes.
You know, it's interesting because this show is something about the women, and we really promote women in music, and we certainly recognize the men who support women in music. I think bluegrass, as you alluded to, there aren't necessarily a lot of women who are performers, and Hazel Dickens was a strong performer, and you and your dad have this nice relationship, which is also why I liked playing that Roseanne Cash song from the list. So it's really... really nice seeing you out there and taking on this traditional music style. How does that fit with your schoolwork and your school friends?
It's hard. It's hard to do all of it at the same time, but I manage it, and it's a lot of like time management. I do a lot of homework just like when I can.
Yeah.
And it doesn't allow me to practice as much as I'd like to, but it's just a lot, but yeah. I'm trying to get through it.
Yeah, it is a lot. You've got school, you've got music. Although I would ask Eric, do musicians in general ever feel like they've had enough time to practice?
Depends on the music.
Yeah,
I think varies a lot.
Yeah, yeah. So that might come with the territory, regardless if you're working or if you're in school.
I could always be disappointed about the amount of time I have to practice, no matter how much time I do have.
Yeah, yeah. That comes. What else would you add to this? What else do you want us to know?
That's about it. That's all I've got going on, pretty much.
Okay, well, okay. I'm going to ask you the question that I ask all my guests,
all right.
Because I live right by J.P. Licks, and it's very, very close proximity. What's your favorite ice cream?
Oh, my favorite ice cream is strawberry ice cream.
Strawberry.
Yeah.
Classic.
That's classic. That's
with, like, especially if it has bits of strawberry
real
in it.
Real fruit in it.
Yeah.
Yes. Right now they have, because it's seasonal, Irish Lace, which is a mint chip, but it's shaved chocolate instead of chocolate chips, which I'm a big fan of, but because it's seasonal, I tend to binge on Irish Lace or mint lace or whatever it's called, so they do have to actually pay my Jenny Craig membership at the end of the month.
Hazel, what about your capstone project? That might be cool to talk about.
Well, there's this class at my school that I'm going to be taking next year. I'm going to be a senior next year. It's a class that is called Capstone, and it's basically like you get to do a project And you get to pick whatever you want to do, and you work on it all year. And I am doing, I am planning on doing a record of Latin American women in history, and I'm going to be writing all the songs in Spanish about different Latin American women in history. And that is my idea, but it has yet to be solidified.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Well, we look forward to hearing what you are going to do with that and how you complete that project.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have another song for us, and I was just enjoying the music and kind of spaced out there. Thank you both for coming in. I look forward to seeing you later on this afternoon.
Yes.
That will be a real treat. And I think because of your discussion about the first song that you played, that I was thinking about a song from Roseanne Cash, The List, Silver Wings. It just kind of seems to speak to a little bit. So why don't I go on to that, and we'll say goodbye, and thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having us, Kirsten.
You're welcome.
Somewhere in flight, they're taking you away and leaving me lonely. Silver wings slowly fading from sight. Silver wings shining in the slowly fading from sight.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it again. I gotta say though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Okay, so that was some time well spent with Hazel and Eric Royer. I just want to thank them again for coming in. That was really wonderful to have them here, and it is absolutely magical to be sitting here and having musicians playing right here and seeing, being able to talk to them about what it means to be a musician and how they fit it into their life. And again, they will be at Atwood's at 4 o'clock. And that was Hazel and Eric Royer. And their last song was I Am the Man Thomas. The songs that they played live, again, I'm going to butcher the first song, Me Deja en el Cielo. And that has to do with I believe it's like hanging out in the blue sky. Or maybe it's not a blue sky, in the sky. And I loved Hazel's explanation for that. After that was Play Us a Waltz, which was a Hazel Dickens song. And then we listened to a couple of Hazel Dickens songs. Hello Stranger, which was actually Hazel Dickens and Alice Gerard. Following that was Hazel Dickens with California Cotton Fields. And then Hazel and Eric got back on the mics, and that's when they performed I Am the Man Thomas. And then we ended with Roseanne Cash, Silver Wings. That is from her album, The List. That was a list of songs that had been given to her by her father when she was, in my mind, when she was starting out, and he felt that there was a list of maybe it was even 100 songs she had to learn, but she took some of them and she put out this album. And so that's one of the songs from that album. And again, this is Kirsten. I am sitting in the DJ chair for Something About the Women. There are four of us, Sue, Jane, Liz, and myself. We alternate. We each have our different styles. And this is 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And just an extra shout out and thank you to Mike on the mic, for staying and helping us all get set up. He really does make sure that I've got everything right before he leaves, and it's so appreciated. So now I'm going to continue on some music. Some of these musicians are playing coming up. This first set are kind of just a combination of musicians that I like. And then my next set will be some musicians that are playing locally and we should keep an eye out for. So let's start out with some Lucy Dacus.
You got yourself a bunch of bad habits. Not hard to see that love is a weakness. Seems to me the way you understand it is that you're never gonna make it happen. I get smoke in my eyes every time I try to look you in the eye. And do I even know what your face looks like? Or just the cloud of smoke in its place? I'm trying to tell you something you might. Go.
hear you leaving.